Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Prefontaine is here. Chris is a member of our Brain Trust, founder of SmartRealEstateCoach.com. He's been a real estate investor for several decades. He's the author of The New Rules of Real Estate Investing, and he is also Real Estate on Your Own Terms. He practices what he preaches. He's out there getting his hands dirty and making deals and turning them. Chris, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. So, what are you seeing out there across the landscape? What's the what is happening right now in terms of real estate? And folks, when we say real estate, we're primarily talking about residential. I want to talk about commercial in a little bit, but. But in general, what are you seeing across the landscape? Anything new?
Not terribly new, Jim. I mean, if we look at all our partners around the country, you've got some pockets that are slowing down, and certainly the higher end is slowing down. The rest of it's still super busy in most markets.
Well, the there seems to be a strange thing going on right now. The real estate prices don't seem to be going up. They seem to be going down a little bit. And inventory is down. I'm not sure I've ever seen a case where we had both inventory and prices going down at the same time. Are you seeing this in other places?
Yeah, a teeny bit. I think it's, if anything, I'm seeing a lot of flattening. You know, kind of nothing nasty as far as dropping prices, but definitely a slowing down and a flattening.
But this scenario is unique. It's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, very. And I think it's because people are a little bit panicky with the thought of maybe a slowdown. I don't know. Obviously, if you or I knew, we'd be sitting on a beach somewhere for good, you know?
Well, but I do think that the reason there's not as much demand is because of a generational thing, a demographic situation with the millennials not buying houses like they. I think this is part of those chickens coming home to roost. For the last 20 years, 15 years, whereas our generation would have, you know, almost all of us by now, by the time we're 40, all of us had bought one or two homes. Many millennials still haven't bought a home by the time they're 40. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. So there's definitely a late start, if there is any start there with them. And I'm hoping, because it's a niche that I'm in, that we can show them a kind of a pathway for the rent-to-own to get them in, because that'll kind of educate them, give them a pathway, and give them a slower way to get into the market, and then hopefully that'll catch up, right? So two, 3, 4 years down the road, they'll be purchasing, cashing those out.
Well, it just seems to me that the big driver is the values of what they value, what they desire. Your generation, my generation, we desired to own a home. We wanted a home. We that was a big deal to us. We sacrificed. We didn't take vacations as every year if we were trying to, you know, get into a home, and you know, have some nice furnishings, that kind of thing. This generation, the millennials, they'd rather dine out and take vacations than own a home. It's really different,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Renting, being in the city, being able to walk around, doing what you said, go dining and partying or whatever else they want to do. But, yeah, they want to be in the action, and then they want to travel and be kind of mobile, which, again, sometimes that works with some of the businesses that we're in, and sometimes it doesn't. But, yeah, that's kind of their makeup right now, as far as I can tell.
As one of my mentors used to say, we were in the residential business back in those days. He said, one thing about it, everybody has to have a place to live. So if they're not owning, they got to be renting. So is this not a good time to become a landlord?
No, I think it's great for two reasons. One is this small niche. Well, it's not a small niche. It's a big niche that we're talking about with the millennials for renting. And rents are only going up. I don't care what the market does. And then the other piece of that I like is the what I mentioned earlier, I alluded to earlier, in that if they don't have a pathway now and we can educate them on the rent-to-own pathway, that's a great opportunity. So there's two opportunities there for investors.
Right, exactly. And so what he's saying, folks, is that if you have a real piece of real estate you can buy, if the prices are low, this is where the niche is, folks. If the prices are down, coming down, and I think they are, and the demand for those to buy them is down from the standpoint of the homeowner themselves. If you're an investor and you can own those, you can buy those houses as they're coming down, and then rent them to the demographic that likes to rent. But Chris, what you think, and I think you're right, is when that once they see the value of home ownership, how the appreciation and that kind of stability is good for them, they're gonna take to it. And I think maybe over the next 10 years, I think that demographic attitude will shift. Don't you?
Oh, I do 100%. Yeah, it's just I called earlier kind of a late start. So call it a delay, call whatever, a little bit of a gap. But then when they start coming back into it, be it through a pathway of education like we just said, or just because they've had some success and now that they've kind of, I don't want to use the word matured, but slowed down a bit and maybe saw the benefits of the huge upside, then yeah, I think it's going to be the same exact cycle. It just got a little delay in my
opinion. Right. And if they've rented from you, and if going in you've introduced them to the idea of, I'll lease you the house for 3 to 5 years, but would you like to have an opportunity to buy it in 5 years? That's kind of what you guys do mostly, isn't it?
Yeah, and along the way, we help them do two things that I think is going to be huge for this group. One is, oh, I didn't need to have, 10 or 20% down. I can actually do that over time, over my rent-to-own term. Yep. And then second is, some of them weren't educated on, like a lot of young people aren't, on credit. And so
right.
If the credit's trash or not built yet, not even trash, but not built yet, during the term, they can build that. So now at the end of the term, they're educated, they have a down payment, and they
right.
have some credit built up. Bingo, they can get financed now.
And maybe even some equity. I mean, I've put together deals
yeah.
where part of their rent went toward equity, and in five years, they had a few thousand dollars in equity built up if they wanted to take advantage of it.
Yeah, we even lock in the pricing of most of them.
Right.
So the day they start, they lock in the price like they did own it. And
they know what
it.
They
it's
can
great.
Buy it from right. in 3 to 5 years, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, folks, the beauty of it is, Chris, this is one of the great things about America. The beauty of it is, it's a good deal for everybody, isn't it? No, there are
it
no
sure
losers.
Yeah,
there are no losers
no
in
rush.
That deal. The only losers, if there is such a thing in that deal, would be if you walked away from equity. But that would be your decision.
Yeah, if they had a life event and something happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But but for the most part, the deals that Chris is talking about, there are no losers. Chris Prefontaine and I will be right back. More to come on this topic of investing in real estate after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.